Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't want to take much time. We want to finish this our day very well. As we finished our year very well. That what God wished us to do in the year, we finished it well. And we are just waiting for a reward of the eternal life and the needs of this life. Those is going to be losing and which already lost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
made a very good practice as we prepare for the year of praise and worship, the year 2024.
We are
going to do the praise, special praise and worship up to its end.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So to practice in the
practice this last month.
Practice here.
And our practice is very good. Now the practicing. You too see that the practice is good. Now we're going to do real praise and worship the next year. We move the ministration in all media, television and radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to quickly move. When you go home, make prayers of thanksgiving to prayers with meetings. And we close up those prayers very well.
Don't
pray for any other thing, you just give thanks.
The
rest, you just wait that God is working. He's been working. He's been drawing close every good thing. You may not have been seeing him on the right and the left hand. As
they
say in Job 23, the verse 1 to 5, that he works on the right and the left hand. When we move forward and behind, we don't see him. He's been gathering everything we need in this life and in the service of him,
and
moving to understand him for the glory. As
they
say, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, that the holy power of God,
it
gave all that we need in this life and in serving him.
So,
thank you for concluding well the praise and the worship. Yes, we concluded this year
practices.
Those practices.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
prayers, when you go home, you thank and then you'll be well. Those
who've
been praying in our families, right from the habitations where we live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't want to take much time for you. We have a little time here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we want to move on with the third heaven and the throne of God in the midst of the paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. We've moved on with the third heaven in the rim above. And the throne of God in the midst of the paradise of God. That heaven spoken in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to
2,
where we have seen many things. Those I'm not going to recap, break one by one, until we are concluding the four type of trees. Those in the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden in the third heaven. Those three spoken in the Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Where there is the pleasant trees for the sight, the good, the pleasant trees for the sight, The tree is good for food. The tree of life. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we began to see the pleasant trees for the sight. We began with the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. And we moved through the tree of knowledge of good and evil, upon which we saw many things. And we moved to see the pleasant trees to the sight. We saw the trees good for food.
Those,
as we concluded them, you heard them well. Now today, we want to see the river which divides the paradise of God in four portions. In four portions. Yes. The river which divides the paradise of God in four portions. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That river is what we're going to see. That too, you know what concerns it. Because many speak many things about it. First of all, they think of it that it has its source right on this world. And they think that the four heads or the four rivers moving from it, they are right on this world. That is how they think. But we too want to get the proof right from the book of remembrance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter
2,
he speaks this concerning this river. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10. He says like this. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10.
Omugane gusibuka mu Adeni ne gufukirira amazi mu rusuku ne gwawukanamu ne gufuka emitwe ena.
And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became four heads.
Olinyolo 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omugane gusibuka mu Eden,
and the river went out from Eden, and it parted into four heads or four other rivers. You know, before you go to see
the
four rivers, they have one river out of which they all came, and it springs from the garden. As we still argue of all these, that but perhaps those four rivers are on this world. Now this one which they all came, where is it found? And its name, what is it? Yes. Right there, we are beginning from there. Because the river went out from the garden and it parted into four other rivers. This river, which river is this? Yes. Before you agile of the river, that there is Pison, there is Gihon, there is Tigris. Tigris. Yes. Or Hedekel.
They call it Hedekel.
Hedekel. Yes.
Hedekel.
Hedekel.
Over.
And another Ephrals. Yes. Those four are ones which came from the other one, the main river. Have you heard me well? And you have arguments with people on the planet Earth concerning these rivers. First, ask them this main river, which was the first. Where is it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's repeat this verse that you hear very well. Genesis chapter 2 in verse 10.
Omugga ne gusibuka mu Adeni okufukirira amazzi mu lusuku ne gwawukanamu ne gufuuka emitwe ena.
And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became four heads.
Olinyolo 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Ogwo olubereberye erinnya lyagwo Pisoni. Ogwo gwe gweterola ensi yonna eyakavina.
The name of the first is Pison, that is it which encompasses the whole land of Havila, where there is gold. Verse 12.
Nezabu yomu nseri nunji, mulimu bedola, nama inja sokamu.
And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. Verse 14.
Nerinya ly'omugga ogwokubiri Gikoni, ogwo gwe gwetoolola ensi yonna eya Kuusi.
And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that encompasses the whole land of Cush.
Olinyolo 14.
Verse 14.
Nerinya ly'omugga ogwokusatu Kidekeri, ogwo gwe guyita ku mabbali g'ebwasuli.
And the name of the third river is Tigris. That is it which goes towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Yes. You have heard very well. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 10 has told you. And the river went out of Eden. It parted into four heads. Or four other rivers. And they say the first,
Pison.
The second,
Gihon.
The third,
Edekel.
Tigris. Or Hedekel. The fourth,
Flat.
Ephrals. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this first one, which one is that? And it went out of Eden, where exactly?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now those need a book of remembrance. That's why you see. Malachi 3:16
say
that after murmurings happened, and then they bring the book of remembrance to be able to know this, how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be forever and ever. Let us read. We hear
Malachi chapter
3:16.
Mukama na ulida. Ekitabo ekyokujjukiza ne kibawandiikirwa mu maaso ge, abo abatya Mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that sought upon his name. Yes. After murmurings and the complainings, the book of remembrance was written. Because he said that they that feared the Lord, they spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard. The book of remembrance was written for they that fear the Lord, and then they sought upon his name. They spoke and they were asking, what is the
right?
Just as concerning these rivers, how they are. Because first of all, we first gave proof
that
the paradise of God in the third heaven, still it is the garden of God, the garden of Eden. Because in the paradise of God, in the midst of the paradise of God, we find there the tree of life. Revelation 2 verse 7. Again in the garden of God, the garden of Eden, Still this tree of life.
It's
in the midst of the garden. According to Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. But in this paradise, in the paradise of God, the garden of God, in the midst there, out of there went a river. This river, which type of river?
It
was able to divide itself into four portions. Because we know of it well, that the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ, still it's in the midst of this paradise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this river, it went right from his throne. Sure.
Is
went right from his throne, right from the throne. That's why Revelation chapter 22, verses 1. Sure, there is a river which comes from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. That of the Father remains above all the heavens. That of the Lamb of God. He came with it, it's in the third heaven. In the midst of the paradise of God, surrounded by 24 elders. And out of this goes this river. Not find it being spoken elsewhere. Though you will open the Bible through, you will not see it elsewhere. For if the river went out from the paradise, it began the heading tellers, the third heaven, the rim above, and the throne of God in the midst of the paradise of God. Sure, right there.
Now,
Revelation explains you where the river went from. Let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 22 from verse 1.
Nandago omugga ogwamazzi ag'obulamu ogumasa amasanga endabirwamu nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda n'ey'omwana gw'endiga.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes. He showed him a river of pure water.
Pure river of water of life.
Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
Means
comes from that of the Father.
And
when anytime they include and, and from that of the Lamb of God. Now the one of the Lamb of God, the word of God, God the Word, that we know the Son Jesus Christ, with his throne in the third heaven. In the midst of the paradise of God, in the midst of the garden of God, where springs this river? According to Revelation 22, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it comes from the throne of God.
And
of the Lamb. Now the river in the third heaven, it came from the throne of the Lamb. When you read Revelation 22, verse 1. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, that the river went out from the garden. It went out. You can differentiate.
And it proceeded.
It proceeded.
And came out.
And this one says it
of Eden.
Came out of Eden. Do you think that
proceeding
that
and coming,
proceeding
out,
and coming is the same out,
word.
It's the same word.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. It's. Now, English is not main,
yeah.
But we were anointed to explain, understand the words of God.
Amen.
Proverbs 1 verse 23. Accept his liberal. He pour his spirit on you. He draw you to understand his words. Just understand where the river went out from. To read Genesis 2 and verse 10. The river went out from the garden. divided into four portions. In which rightful place did he go out from? Read it, Revelation 22, verse 1. He came from the throne of the Lamb. But not the usual river. For the usual rivers, they may not divide themselves into four heads. Yes. Except God is one who has divided them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now what is that? What most confused on this world? The names of these four rivers, which came from the river of the living waters. Its name is just, not just the mere river. Not know it, but they call it the pure river of living water. They told us the river went out. Genesis 2 verse 10. Revelation 22 verse 1. This is not just a mere river. It's called the pure river of living water. Even the others have their names. So this name is pure river of living water.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pure river. Most its name is called the Crystal River. Most do not know it.
It's
called the Crystal River. That's major. That's why they say clear as crystal. The water in it, they are clear as crystal. You display those stones and we see them. Yes. But what most confuses
the
scientists on the world and the researchers, they don't know the names of these four rivers. They were named in the heavens and on the earth. Where there's the river Pison,
Gihon,
the river Gihon,
Edekel or Tigris,
Edekel or Tigris,
no muga flood,
and the river Euphrates.
They
are names which are named in two rims. And some
were
named after children of those who lived first on this world. They were named after cities. They were named after rivers and other things. Because when you read the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14 and 15,
he
said, things of heaven and earth find them get name from the Father.
And
some have been named names which are alike. The
bodies
of heaven have the same things like those of the world, some of them.
For
example, as we have Gabriels on the world and they are not angels.
We
have Michaels and they are not angels. Let's first read that verse. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14.
Olinyo 15. Buli kika eky'omuggulu n'ekyokunsi kwe kijja erinnya.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Yes. We bow our knees unto the Father. All families of heaven and earth, they are named. See the problem here. That scientists and the researchers, they don't know that these four rivers, their names,
there
are names in the rivers found in the third heaven and some of those on the world. For upon which they all got these names into God. According to Ephesians, we've read Ephesians 3, verse 14 and 15. So you need this book of remembrance
that
reminds you how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be.
Katonda bwe yawa Adamu obuyinza obw'okutuuma ebintu amannya.
God when he gave Adam the right to name names to the creatures.
Era yawana feast.
Still he gave we all.
Na ye bire byasooka byonna.
But all the initial eras.
Amannya agasinga gakopewa nkwago agomu.
Most names were copied from those of heaven.
Era bwayogera mu erimu.
And when he speaks in Genesis chapter 2, after he brought all the creatures
Adam,
unto Adam, Adam had to give them names. But the name God,
or
cow, or let's see God, on the other day it will be understood well the name God. For in the heaven there was separated the gods and the sheep.
There
are names of heaven. And they have a meaning. Let's read Genesis chapter
2.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 20. Genesis chapter
2
verse
19. Mukama Katonda nakola nettaka buli nsolo eyomunsiko na buli kibuka waggulu nabiretera omuntu okulaba bwana abiyita. Omuntu buli kiyita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo lye linnya lyakyo.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Yes.
Now
we began telling you that the families of heaven and earth, from the Father they are named. But remember, he is in heaven. Even in Genesis 2 verse 19, after God formed all the beasts, birds and the insects, he brought them to Adam, see what he will name them.
Adam had no
name he could give these creatures except when he got it from God. Now a trouble came on this world concerning these four rivers where there is the river Pison,
Gihon, Tigris,
or Edekel,
ne Flat.
And Ephrates.
That
they don't know that these are names from heaven. And those who named these rivers, I told you some, they first named them after their children. And they got them, named them after cities. Others named them after rivers. And some, they got dreams while they are on both rivers. And as they saw the rivers of heaven, when he came from there, he named it after that very place. He named just as he saw
in
heaven, and he got the name from heaven, named it on this earth. And one day Jacob dreamt a dream. When he dreamt that place, he named it after the name from heaven. Yes.
Now,
when you reach there, you may think that is the heaven. Genesis chapter 28, the verse 10 to 12. Genesis chapter 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo nava e Beelzebub nagenda eri Kalani.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran.
Olinyore 10 no rumu.
Verse 11.
Natuka mu kifo nasulawo nakeso obudde. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde. Natwale limu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo.
And he came upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 12.
Nalote chiroto, era laba, amadala agasimbibwa ku ttaka, n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu, era laba.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 14.
Era laba, Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu wago, n'ayogera nti nze Mukama, Katonda wa Ibrahimu jajjaawo, era Katonda wa Isaaka, ensi gy'ogalamiddeko ndigikuwa ggwe n'ezzadde lyo.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, to you will I give it, and to your descendants. Verse 14.
Nezadde lyo linaabanga ng'enfuufu ey'okunsi, era olibuna ebuvanjuba, n'ebugwanjuba, n'obukiika obwa kkono, n'obwa ddyo, ne mu ggwe ne muzadde lyo ebika byonna eby'omu nsi mwe biriweebwa omukisa.
And your descendant shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and in your descendants shall all families of the earth be blessed. Let's skip to verse 18. Genesis chapter 28, verse 18.
Yakobo n'agolokoka enkya mu makya, n'addira ejjinja yeezisse wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'alisimba okuba empagi, n'alifako amafuta ku ntikko yaalyo.
And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. Verse 19.
N'atuma ekifo ekyo erinnya lyakyo Beseri, naye erinnya ly'ekibuga olubereberye lyali Luzi.
And he called the name of that place Bethel, because the name of that city was called Luz at first. He changed the name of that place. He said, let it be called Bethel, which had been Luz. Why? Why did he call that place Bethel? He said like this. Genesis chapter 28, verse 20.
Yakobo ne yeyamo bweyamo, ngayogera nti Katonda bwanampanga, nti bwanabanga wamu nange, era bwanankuumiranga mu kkubo lino lye ŋŋendamu, era bwanampanga emmere ey'okulya, n'engoye ez'okwambala.
And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and clothing to put on. Verse 22.
N'ejjinja lino ly'ensimbi okuba empagi, liriba ennyumba ya Katonda, era ku byonna by'ompanga, siremenga kukuwa ggwe ekitundu eky'ekkumi.
And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
Yakituma Bethel.
He named it Bethel, meaning the house of God. The house of God is here. Now you, when you reach there, you may think you've gone in the house of God. God does not live in temples built with human hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So amanya manji.
So many names. The house of God is that in heaven. For heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool.
Now
people sit in their houses, they not where the foot move and walk. When they reach that place, they say, you've come in the house of God and you bring offerings in the house of God. Now those names, they were gotten from those in heaven and named on the of the earth. Now for example, as this great river Euphrates, which makes the borders of Israel, that river has its original copy in heaven. When you read Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, they will show it to you, but they will differentiate still for you that of heaven. Let's read. We hear
Joshua esule soka
Joshua chapter 1 from verse Joshua chapter 1 from verse 3.
Buli kifo kye mulirinyamu ekigere kyammwe nkibawadde mmwe nga bwe nagamba Musa.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Okuva mu ddungu ku lusozi Lebanoni okutuuka ku mugga omunene gwe mugga Fulati n'ensi yonna ey'Abakiiti era n'okutuuka ku nnyanja ennene ku luuyi olw'ebugwanjuba we waliba ensalo yammwe.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Yes. The borders of Israel past the great river Euphrates. That too we have its name on this earth. Named the river Euphrates. The great river Euphrates. But we have that of heavens which is different from this one. For the one of heaven, at the end of it all, it is tied upon four angels. Now can you go seek for them and on the great river Euphrates found on Israel on this world? You
do
not find four angels tied on that river. But on that of the paradise of God in the third heaven, it's what rotates and move down as rivers of living waters, and it works as the Holy Spirit who is in the wheels of the four living creatures. And each living creature, it has four heads to make the four angels who are tied upon it.
Now,
those are different from the ones of this world. Right here there is indeed a great work. I want to break it down in summary and we leave from here. The detail we shall keep getting it. In Revelation 9 verse 14, this river Euphrates of heaven, they show you at the end where it rotates. It's tied upon four angels. But you think they are there on the river Euphrates of Israel? Let us read as we hear. Revelation chapter 9, verse 14.
Ngagamba malaika owomukaaga eyalina akagombe nti, sumula ba malaika abana abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulati.
Saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, loose the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. Yes.
Kakati abo bali ludda wa basibiddwa wa.
Those, where are they and where are they bound? On the great river Euphrates found in Israel. Yes, now it's coming out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These four angels bound on this great river Euphrates, they are usually called the four kings. In the verse 16.
Okubikulisula ya kumi
kumi na mukaga. Yes.
Revelation 16.
Kumi na mukaga kumi na bili.
Okubikulisula ya kumi na mukaga nuli nyilwa kumi na bili.
Revelation 16 verse 12.
Owo mukaga nafuka ekibyache kumazi ntikumuga omunene Fulati na mazigago negakalida. Ekkubo ly'abakabaka abava ebuvanjuba liryoke liteekebweteekebwe.
And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east may it be prepared. Yes.
Ekkubo ly'abakabaka bano abana likoleki?
The way of these four kings that it be prepared. That because they are bound upon the river,
When to
be loose, that's when they will be loose themselves. Always what I wanted you to understand, that the names of these four rivers, the river Pison,
Gison,
Gihon,
Edekel,
or Tigris,
ne Flat,
and Euphrates,
they are
named within heavens and on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
in Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 to 4,
it
showed you the great river Euphrates of this world that make the borders of Israel. But in Revelation chapter 9 verse 14, and they showed the river Euphrates of heaven, and upon it they are bound four angels.
And
Revelation 16 verse 12, they are called the four kings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That river, the living river, it ends up as the Holy Spirit, which is beneath the wheels of the four living creatures. And every living creature, it has four heads. These four angels were bound there to make up a living creature. On the other day, they will be loosed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when we read of these rivers in heavens, they are living. And when he speaks, in John chapter 7, verse 38 and
39,
he says like this. John chapter 7, verse 38. Akirizanze,
ngecha wandika buchigamba nti, emiga ejamazi amalamu.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39.
Echi yachogera ku mwoyo, gwe bali bagenda okuwebwa abamukkiriza. Kubanga omwoyo yaita naba kugabibwa. Kubanga Yesu yaita naba kugulumizibwa.
But this spoke ye of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In John this chapter 7, verse 38 to 39, when God speaks of rivers of living water, he speaks of the Holy Spirit. Now there is one who worked like this living river, which springs in the midst of the paradise of God, on the throne of God. As
we
read in the Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, that the river went out from the garden and divided into four portions.
The
river we've seen in Revelation 22 verse 1. We saw it's the river of living waters, which come from the throne of the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who sits in the midst of the paradise in the third heaven. And this river of living waters, John this chapter 7 verse 38 unto 39,
it's
the Holy Spirit who decided to be rivers of living waters. And when he branched off
to
make the great river Euphrates the fourth in the paradise of God, the third heaven, it goes down to the four living creatures and ends in the first living creature as the Holy Spirit in the wheels, and is the one who holds these four living creatures. That's why in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 20 to 21, say the Spirit is in the wheels of the living creature, and where he takes them is where they go. When he will lose them, the living creatures will be loosed. For angels are one bound to make a living creature.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us read we hear. Ezekiel chapter 1 from verse 20.
Omwoyo bulije gwabanga kugenda je bagendanga eyo mwoyo je gwabanga kugenda ne bannamuziga basulibwanga kumabali gabyo kubanga omwoyo gwekiramu gwalimba namuziga.
Wherever the spirit was to go, they went. There was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up with them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Verse 21.
Ebyo bwe byatambulanga ne bano batambulanga era ebyo bwe byayimiriranga ne bano bayimiriranga era ebyo bwe byasulibwanga okuva ku ttaka bannamuziga basulibwanga ku mabbali gaabyo kubanga omwoyo gw'ekiramu gwali mu bannamuziga.
When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Yes. The spirit of the living creatures is within their wheels. Now I wanted to show you like this. That the fourth river, the river Euphrates, which goes out from the midst of the paradise of God,
right
from the throne of God, the Word, that we know the Son Jesus Christ, it passed through the paradise in the third heaven and goes down up to the second created heaven, the ring below. When it reaches there, it goes back to be the spirit
and
ends in the wheels of the four living creatures, and is the one who runs them. These are four kings, the four angels bound there. You know when you see on the scroll which shows heaven, when you come from the third heaven, where goes and comes the other living river, come from the throne of God, in the midst of the paradise of God, it divides in four portions. Now the fourth river we are seeing to now, that called
Euphrates,
when it goes down in the second heaven,
it
moves and ends into the fourth living creature within the wheels of it, and it goes back to be the spirit there, and it moves that living creature. That's why you've heard when we were reading in Revelation chapter 9 verse 14, and they say they lose the four angels bound on the great river Euphrates. Revelation 16 verse 12. And they say, when this river would dry up out the spirit, then we would have lost
this.
For the works of the spirit to lead them then would have been finished. And them too will appear on this world at the end to torment and punish the sinners. For they are prepared there for some time. I want to go back briefly in Revelation chapter 9 from verse 13 to enter verse
14.
Revelation chapter 9 from verse 13.
Malaika w'omukaaga n'akommonta ne mpulira eddoboozi eryava mu nsonda ennya ez'ekyoto ekya zaabu ekiri mu maaso ga Katonda.
And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God.
Verse 14. Ngagamba bamalaika, nti ngagamba malaika w'omukaaga, eyalina akagombe, nti sumulula bamalaika abana, abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulati.
Saying to the sixth angel, who had the trumpet, loose the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates.
Hey.
Yes. This angel of the trumpet, the sixth trumpet,
He headed on to the end.
Remain with one, then the end comes. He was on the golden altar of God,
which
in the midst of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In the first heaven,
he
said, loose the four angels who make the four living creatures bound on the great river Euphrates, which
comes
from the paradise of God in the third heaven. Have you seen one commander losing when you look to the throne of the heavens?
He's
right on the golden altar of God in the midst of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven, the rim above. Those he commands to lose, the four angels
who
make one living creature on the four, they are in the second heaven.
And
right there, they are bound by the Holy Spirit. One who comes from the third heavens in the paradise of God, as the great river Euphrates.
Now,
those are secrets of depth.
Wow.
Except you indeed saw them and God taught them to you. As I was in the heavenly journey, heads of humans cannot join the things on this planet.
Though
you refuse to sleep day and night to search about them. Because Ecclesiastes told us that though you refuse to sleep day and night, you cannot search of these and you understand them. Except God has poured upon his spirit as today, and you understand his words. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, he says like this on the four living creatures.
Ezekiel
chapter
1,
verse
5. Era mungo wakati nemuva ekifaananyi ekyebiramu ebina n'embala yaabyo yali bweti byalina ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
And out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man.
Olunyolomukaaga.
Verse 6.
Era buli kimu kyalina obwenyi buna, era buli kimu
and each one had four faces, and each one had four wings.
Mm.
Yes.
Burichimu.
Each one. It has four heads. Or four faces. You can't have a face without a head. Is that possible? You have a face without a head? Now we say four heads. I want to give you a mystery. Why? They said the river divided itself into four heads. Yeah. Let's just go back to Genesis chapter 2. Verse 10. They used the mystery of the four heads.
Four faces.
It's a mystery hidden. They show you a living creature there, but you can't see it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10.
Omugane gusibuka mu Adeni okufukirira amazzi mu lusuku, negwawukanamu negufuuka emitwe ena.
And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became four heads.
Banange.
My. That's me who has explained this by the Spirit. But when you go in the planet Earth to ask of them, God hid the mystery of the four heads. All the four faces of the living creature. When this river divided in four portions, it moved to the four living creatures. Not the living creatures, therefore. The river divided in four portions. As living rivers of living waters, for they are living in the paradise. When they go down to the second heaven from the third, each connects to a living creature as a spirit. That's why they had this mystery that four heads. Why did they not say four tributes? Four channels. And they used heads. Except God has taken you right there to see them in the third heaven. On the throne of God. In the midst of the paradise of God. And you see that river of living water come from his throne, which divides into four portions, the four heads. And one goes as Pison, another goes as Gihon, another head Kel or Tigris, and another as Euphrates. And they are living rivers. And they move from the third heaven, go down. And they become the spirit in the wheels of the living creature. You cannot dare know. Don't know even a mystery why they say the river divided in four heads. It can appear to be very hard. Thank God, for the spirit of us to understand these words. And even anointed to teach others. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10 to 11, he speaks of his living creatures have four faces or four heads. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10.
Ekifaananyi eky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu, era ebyo byalina obwenyi obw'empologoma. Ku lubiriizi olwa ddyo, era ebyo byalina obwenyi bw'ente. Ku lubiriizi olwa kkono, era ebyo byalina obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side. The four also had the face of an eagle. Yes,
but
still the four, each of them had the head of a man, of the lion, of the eagle, and the calf. Yes. That's why he said the river divided in four heads.
Now,
indeed, from the third heaven divides into four tributes. Four channels of flow of rivers of living waters in the paradise of God. Because the rivers of living waters, it's the Holy Spirit decides to become rivers we shall drink in the paradise of God. When they reach beneath the falling creature, he goes back as the spirit in the wheels. And
is
bound for angels, each living creature, to have four heads. There are the four angels bound upon it. Why are they bound? They cannot bear any sin. And it made them to become a living creature that they can profit. On the day when spirits will be finished there, they will be loosed. The coming of our Lord. You will not find there four living creatures in the second heaven then. They will remain there in illusion.
And
you want to see of them, you see them. Even these rivers we speak of, them too are in virtual. You know what we call virtual reality. You reach there, they play and act film for you. Many things. We are going to see them, a little of them. They are not like rivers of this world. River, a fruit of this world. The one of heaven is another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So
I don't want us to go much there because of time, but I wanted you must get the proof that the names of these four rivers of the paradise of God, the Garden Eden, the Garden of God in the third heaven, they were also named on this world. But it does not mean that those are the real rivers found on this world. We are told of the mystery of the great river Euphrates, which is on the borders of Israel. Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. And it totally differ with the great river Euphrates found in heaven. It's bound upon it four angels, the four kings, who make up one living creature. As you've had in Revelation 9, verse 14, and Revelation 16. Verse 12. Just as we read in Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 10, up to 11. And I revealed the mystery why they use the river from the paradise having four heads. As
we
read in Genesis 2 verse 10. But the mystery of the heads was hidden that speak of four living creatures. Right then, we've understood very clear. Yes. Anytime you understand like this, that rivers spring from the third heavens, the rim above, as rivers of living waters,
and
divided the paradise into four portions, and they moved down in the second heaven, in the rim above, and they go back to be the spirit, and it ends in the wheels of the four living creatures. As they come from the third heavens, for even in the second heaven, each has its own living creature. It rests there. The river Pison, when it comes from the third heaven, it ends in the first living creature as the spirit of wisdom. The river Gihon, when it comes from the third heaven, in the paradise of God, it moves down to the second created heaven, in the second living creature, as the spirit of understanding. The river Hedekel, or Tigris, when it comes from the paradise of God in the third heaven, it goes down to the second heaven in the third living creature as the spirit of counsel. The river Euphrates comes from the paradise of God in the third heaven, it goes down to the fourth living creature as the spirit of might. And there's a reason why he appears in those four spirits. Spirits of human beings brought on this world. Some have gifts of wisdom, others of understanding, others of counsel, others of might. But no one moves out with knowledge. You find it here on the planet Earth. No one moves out with the fear of God. You find it on this world. No one moves out with the spirit of the Lord is given here. Those are deeper secrets. All we are taught to us. Amen. I would have told you the secret, there are only four spirits attached on the living creatures. But still have hinted on it, at least.
Told you,
on the seven spirits of God, the spirit of wisdom has a living creature. Spirits God, and they are given bodies on the world. They come with gifts of wisdom. Now, the second river,
Gihon,
when it flows from to the second living creature, it is there as the spirit of understanding. People come from there, they come with a gift of understanding, like the continents where they are. Africa, they come from the fourth living creature. Most they come from there. You don't speak much about that.
Okay, to be the
let's leave that. But I've told you that secret.
I can't
explain all that in this short time.
That is to take it.
But at least you've understood the four rivers when they come from the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, in the third heaven. They move down as rivers of living waters. And they move to be the spirits. And each rests on the living creature. It ends there. The four angels, as a living creature, they will be loosed on the day of judgment.
The
spirits of creations have been finished there. Those he speaks of, Revelation chapter 6, verse
9
to
11. Wait.
Don't ask the end till the number of your brethren will be complete and finished there. Spirits will fish for the living creature. And the living creature should will no more be there.
Angels
we are given that work, they are bound there. They were telling God, you say what? They are those going to sin? You know those living creatures, you see them. They got them from above the heavens and they are like that. Above the heavens, we are going to start the next year. That's where we were all spirits of our creations. And we are called sons of God and we are gods. God confined the meeting sin. He said that there is going to be sin and we humans, we urge it. Even angels followed us in that argument. Let's create heaven and earth and test them. And close those bodies above all the heavens. And spirits are put in the living creatures. Where are these people? Let us finish them from this now. God bound them together.
Big
creature, I put your brethren in you that I take them in the heaven I've created. Above the heavens too, there are many things there. They brought them like that bound from above the heavens. And spirits had been put in them. Ever since the world lived, they have been there. The work they do now is to say, holy, holy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But time is short. Let me pass through in the summary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first river we said is called Pison. The first river we are told it's called Pison. It passed through the paradise of God and ends into the first living creature. The first river is called Pison. It passed through paradise of God in the third heaven. Ends in the first living creature in the second heaven. Yes. Genesis 2 verse 10. Let us read there up to 11. Genesis chapter 2 verse 10.
Omugane gusibuka mu Adeni okufukirira amazzi mu lusuku. Negwawukanamu negufuuka emitwe ena.
And the river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it was parted and it became four heads. Verse 11.
Ogwolubereberye erinnya lyagwo Pisoni. Ogwo gwe gwetoolola ensi yonna eyakavira erimu zaabu.
The name of the first river, the name of the first is Pison. That is it which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Verse 12.
Nezabu eyomunseri nunchi, mulimu bedola na mayinja sokamu.
And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. Yes.
This
river, when you reach the paradise of God,
where
it flows, in, flows within gold. What do you have to do?
Go
on Pison of this world, see whether there is gold there. It flows in gold.
The
stones of gold, you reach there and you swim within gold. And bdellium. Yes.
And
the onyx stone.
Sokam.
Onyx. If they had them, they would have displayed them. Those are the stones there. The river flows, but flows with gold, bdellium and onyx.
Just
first go on that found on this world. See where the way it flows. It's of living waters. And that there are stones to play with in it. They are of gold, for rivers hold stones in them. But these are stones of gold. And bdellium.
Bdellium.
Those names.
Bedola. Nekani.
Sokam.
And onyx. Those are the stones. Don't you have them to display them?
When you
go in the river, you drink of the spirit of life. You play with those stones, they're the ones found in it.
Yet you have to
go on the world search and see. Have you seen the stones there? Those are the ones. Gold. Bdellium. Onyx. Those are ones there. In the river.
It's
when you come from the pleasant trees to the side,
as
the works you saw them,
you got
the trees good for food. When the pleasant to the side do their work on you, you enter the tree of good for food. You
enter
in rivers with stones, you play in them. As the river sinks and the stones sparkle, as they clap the waters, you play with those stones.
Because
I wanted to come with a piece. But you come as they bring back in the spiritual transport. In the visional dream. Or the trance. Or the teleportation. Or the azotals. As you reach there, what you've picked, you've not reached with it here. The word pison has a great meaning in the kingdom of heaven. It means the great outpouring. The great outpouring of water. The great mighty and power outpouring. It pours it so big as the waters move up. This side. They move this side up and they move in the midst and they make boats for you and they drive you on them. There are no boats there. They are ones which make boats.
You are
in the boat of the gold of gold.
Onyx.
That works and does that and makes different The ships. Yes. A golden ship. And you are within it.
For
these rivers hold the virtue in them.
Virtue
reality. They make something for you.
These things
they put on. And they think I want to go in war. And they box you from there. They have that virtue system in them. They make something for you. You enter it.
Hmm.
You know, we want pleasures on the ships on the planet. That's why on the planet I don't want things there. That's why I can tell people out in the planet.
So,
now this word pison, it has a great meaning.
Great outpouring.
First, the great outpouring. The great outpouring of water. And it moves in all directions. That's why they have told you. It surrounds. It uses the compass. A compass itself.
It
uses four directions where it moves by. It can decide to move us moving upwards. Going beneath. It goes this side east
west.
It drives you, taking you elsewhere. Makes different waves, yet they cannot affect you. That name usually meaneth the full flowing. The full flowing. Or fully diffused.
Diffused.
Chisasanya.
Negasansana.
Diffuse themselves. Come here and it waves you there. Who of us enjoyed swimming? Here it's not you to swim, there are ones which will make you swim you.
Swimming.
But if you see your brother as they make them swim,
that's
what it calls the real existence. That's what the name means. Now go to ask whether the other has that real existence. That name means being. It is living.
Mulamu.
Living.
Being.
That's why I say too, it's a river which has life in it.
It is a being.
It means being. And many others. We cannot speak of them today. Their place.
Havila.
That land by which it flows. Its rightful name is called Havila.
It
was also named on this world. Yes. It was named on this world. Let's go back to that verse. Genesis chapter
2. Genesis
chapter
2,
verse
11.
The name of the first is Pison. That is it which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Even if you end there, they say that land by which it flows, it's called Havila.
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 It
was also named on this world. But not that it's the place of this world where passes the river Pison on this earth. As we saw, names are gotten from heavens and named on this earth. In Genesis 4 verse 17, people got names as Enoch, as Cain. He begot his son, he named him, built a city and named it after his son. Let's read in Genesis, you see. Genesis chapter 4, verse 17.
Kaini namanya mukaziwe, nabera olubuto, nazala Enoka, nazimba ekibuga, nakituma Enoka ng'erinnya ly'omwana we.
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bore Enoch, and he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch.
Bantu bafunanga.
People got names like that, but Enoch too has what it means. Named it after the son, even named it after the city. Even this name Havila. You know Uganda? Havila. Yes.
God
came from that land where a river Pison flows, where there's gold. Where there is onyx
and
the other precious stones. But in Genesis 2 verse 7, they have come
and
named them after children in different places. Genesis
10
verse
7.
Genesis chapter 10 verse 7.
Nabana bakusi Seba ne Kavira, ne Sabuta, ne Lama, ne Sebuketa, n'abaana ba Lama, Seba, ne Dedani.
And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havila, and Sabta, and Lama, and Sabteka, and the sons of Lama, Sheba, and Dedan. They named them after their children. They named them after places. They named them after the rivers. Now the world does not know the things where they have come from. They find they have named a place after a name, yet they don't know the name comes from heaven. Genesis 25 verse 18 speaks like this. Genesis chapter 25, verse 15. Verse
18.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 18.
Nebatula okuva ku Kavira, okutuuka ku Suuli, ekitunuulira Misiri, ng'ogenda e Bwasuli. Yatulanga mu maaso ga baganda be bonna.
And they dwelt from Havila unto Sua, that is beside Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
No.
Havila as the land where river Pison passes. In the third heaven, the paradise of God. That name, Genesis 10 verse 7, they ever named it to a human being.
If
that human being lived in that place. That place was named after him. In Genesis 25,
in
the verse 18. That means the world has been moving like that. But a villa itself of heaven.
Virtual travail.
Hey. Yes.
Gambo kuzaro kwachi.
Virtual travail.
Travail. Oburumi, eh?
The pain of travailing.
Nenga bulimu virtual.
Yes, it's virtual.
Kakati katonda ya omuga we yakuzaranga
agujja moyo. God knows how he got that revival from his throne.
Wazali wa mo.
It was birthed in travailing. You know the father of rain? When he flowed in that place, coming from the throne, coming from God the Word, as he bathed it with pain, the land it passed, they called it Havila. I think I stopped there. Other rivers, we shall know them. We cannot move on to see the other rivers.
What?
Virtual travail.
Travail.
Sure. Birthing in travailing.
In virtual reality.
In virtual reality. He begot it from himself. When he branches off this
Pison,
it passed Havila. As you make a wave, a valley where you pass, he travailed pushing it, coming from it. And when you reach there, it has much virtual reality. When you think I want to be in the boat, it brings out a boat. And you see yourself is, you are in the boat riding in it. If you want in these swift boats, it makes it for you. Me too, I have to go to that heaven.
That skin,
you sit on the skin on the water, it never sinks. That they made for Adam in the paradise. It makes them for you. So that word Havila, it means virtual travail.
Virtual travail.
What can mean surrounded, circular?
Struggle of elementary life.
Struggle of elementary life. Life began right from the paradise. It's the river of living water flow from there. Even life sits right there. But let me say farewell to you at this point.
But
even River Gihon has much meaning. The River Hedekel.
Tigris.
And the great River Euphrates. The good thing we already saw what concerns it.
It
means you've missed only two rivers. You missed Gihon and Hedekel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
we know the elders in the fifth department. The first department. God is heavenly government on this earth. Keep reveal always mysteries of the kingdom of God. Righteousness. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. They will keep telling us those. The other time we come back next year, we go above all the heavens.
Amen.
And when we shall speak, reach there as he speaks of it. In Ephesians 4, verse 9 and 10, we reach above all the heavens. We shall first see the fullness of the word of God. God the Word.
He's
the Son, Jesus Christ.
We
made it from the third heaven, rim above.
The
second heaven, four living creatures, rim above. First heaven with the city of God.
Fourth
created heaven, the blue heaven you see. The stars, the sun and the moon. The 10 planet, including our own planet, their fullness, they are what make the body of our Lord Jesus. The fullness of Christ Jesus. Now we are to see that above all the heavens. And then we go see waters which remain above the heavens. That which remains in creation. Genesis 1:1-2. We see seraphim above the heavens. Six spirits came from the spirit of the Lord, who spread on the depth of the waters. We go at the beginning and the end above all the heavens. We go right to creation, how it was, and then we shall see many things. We go to the new heavens and the new earth that found above all the heavens, and we shall enter in it, enter the new unending heaven,
the new endless heavens,
the new endless heavens.
We endless. Call
them endless. They don't end. They enter us in the everlasting. Right there we shall see God the Word, we are still in the Father. The Holy Spirit too is still in the Father. And when they ask you, where did God come from? You tell them from the everlasting. Everlasting has no where it comes from. You will be knowing all concerning him. Next year we go in great things above the heavens.
Peace
of the earth shall be there, and we are like the Father, and we see in the heavens and earth. May God bless you. A happy new year and a good new year. Yes. A good new year. Say farewell right now. God gave us 11 days resting, rejoicing with him in our homes as we are in peace, as we prepare to serve the next year. Our function, occasion of the wedding, we send a farewell to our couples. These married requested to keep preparing themselves to 28th. On 23rd, some will not be here to see them, they would have moved to villages. In the special preparation, 28th, will you be here? But our mother prepared another good thing as God led her, starting on 23rd. We are going to be here watching films of Abraham. You will keep coming. Usual time of service. We prepare
standard strategy,
the 9 standard strategies and the 2 governments. Where are you to minister for next year? We straight begin ministry. And each has to take a responsibility. In your department on television, how will you sit? Even on radio, how will you minister there?
When
you move out, how will you minister? Come that time, speak, watch our films and go back. We prepare you how each will sit in ministration. You would never be here, we will not give you
seats.
Where you will stand where we, when we are on the medias. Don't come to disturb us. Those are the 11 days we have to prepare. We think you are given in vain to prepare ourselves.
You
come time of service, speak, prepare. You watch a
film,
2 hours, we leave here, go back. If not here, and I don't put where you to stand, don't accuse me. But it's the time, 11 days of preparing each how, where you should stand. Next year is of praise and worship of God as he fulfills what he promised the last year. The last year on the 31st December,
he
gave a prophecy it will move to 2028. It remain moving on. As we praise, worship, see the goodness of God. God is to lose much power. As at the end, he's done it.
Our
worship and praise in the way not can be uttered that year.
Services,
service will be of worship and praise.
As we
study above the heaven, we study and the works of televisions begin and radios.
And
to see how we meet our brethren. So it's there we're heading on to. May God bless you so much. Thank you for being around.
The
all of you from your inner man as the spirit, your heart, your mind, even your whole body, and you're here hearing, listening, as you read with us, as you believe, as you put in action, you are ready to spread teach others as we are to do next year.
Let
count it be a blessing.
Let
the anointing teaching that loosens, that fighting wars, that reviving, that do the goodness of God, keep increase every day. As we diligent to serve God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.